As we saw earlier, Rodin planned to place Adam and Eve on either side of the gates of hell, an idea that he abandoned in favor of the three shades. Eve then took on a life of its own in a variety of materials and on different scales, as we can observe here. We should note from the outset that Rodin did not carve his marble sculptures himself. He was a modeler, not a stonemason. He employed several pointers for this practice, to whom he nevertheless gave very precise indications. He was the one who decided the sculpture's final appearance, supervising the work at every stage. Delegating the work's transfer to marble to a stonemason was a common practice in art history after the Renaissance. Ever since Leonardo da Vinci defined art as a cosa mentale, the work of art has been defined by its conception and not its manufacture. It was only in the 20th century that sculptors such as Brancusi and Henry Moore returned to carving the work directly themselves. Have a little fun and compare Rodin's plaster with the two versions in marble carved by pointers. Are there as many details? Is the model the same? Does the pose vary? Note the support behind the marble figures missing in the plaster, and the tightening of the members compared to the plaster. These are some of the new qualities that appeared in Rodin's marble statues in the late 1890s. Rodin shows Eve after the fall, when she is ashamed and conscious of her nudity, which she tries to conceal. In the Christian tradition, Eve was responsible for the original sin and thus for the ills that befell humanity. Her folded arms and her face, almost hidden in her bent left arm, expressed the shame she felt when she and her companion were driven from their earthly paradise. When it was exhibited in 1882, the figure's sensuality ensured the public's favor. To meet demand, Rodin made several copies in bronze and marble. The young woman who served as a model for Eve was one of Rodin's favorites. She was an Italian from Abruzzo named Adele. A magnificent woman of savage force, whose movements were quick and feline, with the suppleness and grace of a panther, Rodin related. He preferred amateur models because they were more spontaneous and did not assume the conventional poses of traditional studios. He told them, "Don't pretend to brush your hair. Brush it."